There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
People have come to see the wizard, and the wizard has promised them the Great Wall of Trump, paid for by the Mexicans. But at the moment, for the unveiling of the wall, it appears to be an invisible one. And where are the pesos? Where are the Mexican pesos that the American people were promised would pay for this wall? There are no pesos. And so now, a man who demagogued this issue from the first hour, coming down the escalator, is being held to account. And so we're going to watch this farce play out tonight, and it will be a historic occasion, because there has never been a president who has appeared from the Oval Office of the White House for the express and explicit purposes of gaslighting the American people.
Congress in Washington, and Trump's shutdown enters its third week.
17 days and counting as President Trump refuses to back down on his budget demand of $5 billion for a border wall with Mexico. And the government remains in partial shutdown.
Democrats standing firm that no taxpayer dollars be used to build a wall.
The president repeatedly promised that Mexico would pay for his unnecessary and ineffective border wall.
On Friday, he suggested the shutdown may last months or even years.
If we have to stay out for a very long period of time, we're going to do that.
Because we're the party people, night and day. Living crazy, that's the only way. So tonight, gotta leave the 9-to-5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself.
Tonight, nearly a dozen departments and agencies have run out of funding. Roughly 25% of the federal government gone dark.
Here are those departments: agriculture, commerce, justice, homeland security, housing and urban development, interior, state, transportation, treasury.
Many judges are furloughed, creating a backlog in the immigration court system.
Then there are the farmers, already under duress from the president's trade war with China. The shutdown means they're not getting those stimulus payments promised by their government.
The ripple effects extending to the national parks, piling up with garbage, even human waste, turning them into health hazards.
Park visitors in some places are taking care of business, shall we say, along pathways or in the woods.
That's right. The shutdown has gotten so bad that at national parks, Americans are pooping on the ground. Who's the shithole country now?
Groove, let the medicine, the music get to you.
In Wyoming, Ernie Johnson says thankfully his auto loan deferred his truck payment in January, but if he doesn't receive back pay, he'll likely be evicted February 1st. And Sarah Watterson, who describes herself as a Marine Corps veteran on Twitter, puts her family's struggle into perspective, saying, "My children don't care about walls. They do care about having a warm house to live in, a car to ride in, clothes to wear, and food in their bellies. none of which is possible if their mom can't go to work.
The president says their pain is for a higher purpose.
The people that won't get next week's pay or the following week's pay, I think if you ever really looked at those people, I think they'd say, Mr. President, keep going. This is far more important.
I think what they would be saying is, we're saying we hate it. We want our money. Shh, be quiet. I'm trying to imagine what you would be saying. They would be saying, I'm so handsome.
You can shout out all you want to, 'cause there ain't no sin and folks are getting loud. If you take the chance and do it, then there ain't no one who's gonna put you down. 'Cause we're the party people, night and day, living crazy, that's the only way. So tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf.
The U.S. Office of Personnel Management has advice for those federal employees on how to deal with their precarious financial situations. They make this suggestion. Federal employees should offer to perform chores in exchange for rent payments. One example, the sample letter to a landlord that reads in part, I would like to discuss with you the possibility of trading my services to perform maintenance, for example, painting, carpentry work, in exchange for partial rent payments.
Let the madness and the music get to you. Life is so bad at all.
If you live it at the wall.
We need a wall.
The wall. A see-through wall. A steel wall. About a 12-inch concrete wall. A more powerful wall.
Do what you want to do. There ain't no rules. It's up to you. It's time to get alive and party all right through the night. All to hide your inhibitions. Gotta let that fool loose deep inside your soul. See an exhibition. Better do it now before you get too old.
This place is a mess, Yogi. What's going on?
President Trump shut down the government, boo-boo. He wants money for his border wall.
I thought he said Mexico was gonna pay for the wall. Is the president a liar?
Does the me poop in the woods? I do.
What are we gonna do with all this garbage, Yogi?
Cause we're the party people, night and day, living crazy, that's the only way. So tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf.
Food stamps for 38 million Americans will be cut. Millions of people will lose rental assistance payments. And union leaders say hundreds of TSA workers are already off the job.
Already hundreds of TSA employees have missed work at major airports across the country. It's fueling concerns of possible security risks and travel disruptions.
And just enjoy yourself.
The government shutdown has entered its third week, and I can't say I'm surprised. Shutdowns are a pattern with him. If Trump had a casino, it shut down. He's in charge of the government, it shut down.
Tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself.
The government shutdown, however, still going strong. Day 17. Remember, right before the holidays, the Senate passed a bill to keep the government open. And even though it did not fund his border wall, the president indicated, he said, I'll sign it. Until he saw this stuff.
You told us that you weren't afraid to shut down the government. That's why we like you. What happened? You just gave in right away?
Trump gets nothing and the Democrats get everything.
This was a cave. This was a blink.
Don't make threats that you're not going to follow through on.
So Trump shut down the federal government, citing Federalist Paper 58, and I'm paraphrasing,
Let the music get to you.
The Democrats, on their side, they just won a blowout in the midterms. And they did it by promising not to fund Trump's $5 billion wall. So they said, no, no $5 billion for you. In response, Trump said now he wants $5.7 billion. Look, can I borrow $10? No. All right, then 15, last offer. Trump defended the shutdown, saying everyone has known for a long time that we needed a wall.
This should have been done by all of the presidents that preceded me, and they all know it. Some of them have told me that we should have done it.
No, they haven't. Because we checked. Of the four living ex-presidents, Obama, George W. Bush, and Clinton all denied it. Even Jimmy Carter said, I have not discussed the border wall with President Trump and do not support him on the issue.
Which former presidents told President Trump, as he said, that he should have built a wall? All their representatives have denied that that was the case.
Well, I know the president has said that that was his impression from previous administrations, previous presidents. I know I've seen clips of previous presidents talking about the importance of border security.
President Obama recently built a wall around his compound. There's a reason for it, and I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. And I don't have to, because there is no such wall.
Okay, there may not be walls around Obama's house, but his house does have walls. If Obama were not such a hypocrite, he'd be living in a gazebo.
Trump reached back into history to prove why walls work, tweeting,
throughout the ages, some things never get better and never change. Look at me, for instance. I'm horrible and I'm only getting worse.
But he went on,
you have walls and you have wheels. It was always that way, and it will always be that way. There is no such thing as progress. We've always had walls, we've always had wheels, plowshares made of bronze and bone. In summation, fire good.
Right. Who pays for that wall?
Mexico.
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 Mexico's.
Mexico.
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 Can you imagine, Sean, he's saying Mexico's going to pay? They'll never pay. And I'm saying that's like 100%. That's not like 98%. Sean, it's 100% they're going to pay.
Who's going to pay for the wall?
If I build a steel wall rather than a concrete wall, it will actually be stronger than a concrete. Steel is stronger than concrete, okay? Steel is stronger than concrete. It will actually be stronger. Listen, if I build a wall, you can't really see through a concrete wall. Wanna be able to see through the wall. A see-through wall, it's possible that it will look better. It will be a more beautiful wall than having a concrete wall. I think people will like that.
I said over the weekend to a number of people that, you know, the wheel, the wall, there are some things that never get old. It's never going to change.
After the vice president met to negotiate with the Democrats over the shutdown, Trump assured us that when he does build his 2,000-mile impenetrable super barrier, you'll hardly even notice it.
Mike Pence and group had a productive meeting with the Schumer-Pelosi representatives today. Many details of border security were discussed. We are now planning a steel barrier rather than concrete. It is both stronger and less obtrusive.
Oh, thank goodness. Last thing you'd want in a border wall is something obtrusive. And now We're finding that the wall wasn't even Trump's idea. It turns out that during the campaign, in an attempt to get Donald Trump to remember to talk about immigration in his speeches, his staff came up with the wall as a memory trick for an undisciplined candidate. Your memory trick is just wall? It doesn't even rhyme. They could have said, keep him out with lots of grout. Or border control, dig a hole. We're gonna dig a hole, a big, beautiful border hole. When they think of me, they'll think of a hole. I promise you, I'm saying right now, I will go down in history as President A-hole.
The president has decided to address the nation, to warn us about this imaginary crisis. He announced this via tweet today. The government may be shut down, but the president's Twitter is open for business. And this morning, he lashed out at journalists. He wrote, with all the success our country is having, including the just-released jobs numbers, which are off the charts, the fake news and totally dishonest media concerning me and my presidency has never been worse. Many have become crazed lunatics who have given up on the truth. And he's right. Many have become crazed lunatics. One of those crazed lunatics even became president of the United States. But
have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval? And second,
yes,
on Mexico, you have.
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. I may do it. But we could call a national emergency and build it very quickly.
Mr. President, have you considered executing all those that oppose you and then putting their heads on the spikes of the White House fence as a warning to your vassal lords? Oh, you have? Okay, good. There are so many programs affected by the shutdown. Turns out the government does a lot of things, including food stamps, subsidized school lunches, the EPA, the USDA, and the Smithsonian and National Zoo. The president does have some sympathy for the plight of unpaid federal workers.
It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortune in ball. Some folks are born silver spoon in hand.
I can relate, and I'm sure that the people that are on the receiving end will make adjustments. They always do, and they'll make adjustments.
I really believe that these people, many of the people that we're talking about, many of the people you're discussing, I really believe that they agree with what we're doing. I think if you ever really looked at those people, I think they'd say, Mr. President, keep going.
They'd also say, and I really believe this, they'd also say, Mr. President, you are so big and handsome. Your father loved you. Have a third slice of cake. I really believe that.
is no sign that the government shutdown will end anytime soon.
We've already built a lot of the wall. We've renovated a tremendous amount of wall. I just told you we did a lot of wall in San Diego. Steel is stronger than concrete. So if I have a steel wall, or you could call it a steel fence, we're not talking about games. And I called up. I said, hi, it's President Trump. What's going on? They say, President Trump? We don't know who that is. They come in through these vast open areas. They get off the road, and they drive out into the desert, and they come on, they make a left turn. Usually it's a left, not a right. These coyotes and these human traffickers, they make a right turn before they get to the port of entry. They go as far as the wall is, or as far as the barricade is, and then they make a left. Welcome to the United States.
The coyotes drive across the border, they make a right, then a left, they go as far as the wall, and then it's welcome to the United States. That idea is so insane and incoherent, there's a good chance he got it from watching cartoons. These coyotes, they're strapping themselves to rockets and shooting themselves over the border, so we have to build a wall and we have to paint a tunnel on it. Our political system feels like it's at a breaking point. It was always fragile, but then Donald Trump came along and wrecked it. He's like the guy at a party watching a game of Jenga going, take that one, no, that one. And then finally someone says, you know what, if you think it's so easy, you try it. And then he just lights the Jenga tower on fire. Boom, now I collect the insurance money, build a bigger tower. There is no more basic test of a political leader than this. Can you keep the government running? And Trump is now again failing that test for the third time in his presidency.
As we look at the continuing debasement of the office of the presidency of the United States, we saw from Trump today the typical lying, the racial demagoguery, the nonsense, the spinning of crises out of whole cloth. But what was most apparent is the degree to which he appears to be an utterly defeated and broken man, somebody who feels the walls closing in on him. It was a low-energy speech, and I suspect the political consequence of it will be that Republicans are going to crack. They're going to take a walk in a serious way for the first time during the Trump presidency. They're going to start to lose their fear of him. What they saw in 2018 was 40 Republicans lose their seats. They saw the House flip to Democratic control, and the map in 2020 is a map that is very favorable to the Democrats, unlike this map in 2018. So this is a disaster. Of course, Trump claimed full credit for it, celebrated it, said he would be proud of the shutdown. And so we see now Republicans living with the consequences of having an inept, lying, incompetent, racially demagogic president talking about this issue. And last thing, Lawrence, there is a humanitarian crisis at the border. We have children in internment camps. And we have two minor children, the last one, a 7-year-old little girl, who died in the custody of federal authorities of the government of the United States. It stains our national honor, and it disgraces this administration.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
I was disappointed. I don't think she should have called President Trump a motherfucker, all right? I think it's lazy. You had 3 years to prepare, and motherfucker was all you could come up with. Like, she should have been like, we're gonna go in there and impeach that butter-flavored cotton candy comb over, that carrot crayon who looks like he's wearing a cheap mask of his own face. The only person who's Uber rating is, get the out of my car. That would have been more appropriate. That's all I'm saying.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.